The cholera epidemic in Haiti continues to grow despite efforts to contain it. More than 1,400 people have died so far. Scientists are still working overtime to determine how the cholera outbreak started. Haiti hadn't reported any cases in more than 50 years. Suspicions have fallen on UN peacekeepers from Nepal as the source. Rita Colwell thinks that's unlikely. She's a cholera expert with the University of Maryland and Johns Hopkins University.
I feel very strongly that the outbreak is local and present in the water. The studies we have done over the years prove that the bacterium is naturally occurring in the environment. It is found in river systems, coastal waters throughout the world. And there is a pattern of outbreaks and then a hiatus of a period of time and then an outbreak. And it would seem to me not unusual to have not had a massive epidemic until now, especially considering there's been an earthquake, a hurricane, flooding, and very likely the river system has received a great deal of nutrient, that is, runoff, that allows for the increase in populations of plankton. And plankton is the natural host. It's the vector, if you will, of cholera.
You mentioned hurricane and flooding. Do you see weather patterns associated with the outbreak of cholera at all?
Weather patterns clearly are associated with cholera epidemics. We've shown that in the seasonal cycle of cholera in Bangladesh. Every year, spring and fall, there are increases, and this coincides with the plankton population increases. And we've been able to document that using satellite studies.
So that's based on your research in Bangladesh. Are you collecting data right now in Haiti to back up this theory?
We are in the process of arranging for the data to be collected. We've done similar studies in Africa. We've done studies in Latin America during the massive outbreak that occurred in Peru in 1991-92, where there had not been a massive outbreak for 50 years, but it occurred that time that was very closely linked to the El Nino events, the warming of the waters and the changes in the weather patterns.
So if, as you believe, it's unlikely that cholera has been introduced to Haiti to cause this outbreak, where has the cholera in Haiti been the last 50 years since it last showed up there? Was it just dormant?
The bacterium is in the system, but if the conditions are not right for it to become dominant, then it would simply not cause the massive outbreaks. But I do emphasize that person-to-person contact is significant once the disease has initiated. And with refugee camps, this exacerbates the situation severely.
What about the CDC report showing that cholera from the Haitian outbreak matches strains commonly found in South Asia? I mean, that would seem to be a convincing argument that it may have been introduced by UN peacekeepers from Nepal, where cholera is endemic.
I don't think it is appropriate at this time to make that conclusion. Very likely the bacterium is related to the Asian strain, but from the studies we've done analyzing many, many strains of bacteria, we find much relatedness, but certain specificity according to the geographical site of isolation. And we are in the process of doing DNA studies of some strains that we have been able to obtain. And I think once we have those DNA sequences, we'll be better able to understand the origin. And I do think the origin will prove to be local.
Professor Rita Colwell of the University of Maryland and the Johns Hopkins University Bloomberg School of Public Health, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure.